B-Pod Studios.
Today is Friday.
Fun Friday.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Yes.
Wake up time!
What is this show?
This is the show.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
Oh, why don't you button up your lip? You got more static than the radio.
What's he like in the morning?
Well, when I'm on the air, I open up completely, really bare my soul.
You do know that you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
This is a radio fantasy camp. We're on the air here.
Come on, it's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show for a Friday morning. And is everyone doing well this morning?
Yeah, it's Friday.
Good. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And it's a long weekend.
Even better.
And it's going to snow.
Woo!
I mean, there are a lot of mixed forecasts out there.
I know.
We have like Armageddon, Snowmageddon.
Snowmageddon.
And then we have like just rain.
Yeah. Well, we'll go through the whole thing here.
I'm getting tequila either way.
I understand. Okay.
You know what I am in? I am so psyched about Sunday. We get the last Super Blood Wolf Moon Lunar Eclipse for 18 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is this going to be a full eclipse?
Yes.
Okay, full lunar eclipse coming
full
up.
Full lunar eclipse.
Will we be able to see it? Because with the storm coming in, probably not going to be able to see it.
That's a good question.
Okay, we'll check that out too. Well,
thanks for that tease.
Okay. I'll call Cindy Fitzgibbons. Yeah, hold on.
Well, the first thing we had a big party last night.
We did.
So if anybody is still up from the big party last night, good morning. If you're just getting up, it was great to see you last night. We did our Yankee Swap. Had a great time. Thanks to everybody who came.
Hi to Dave. Like Dave. Dave was cool.
Hey, yep. People came away with some great stuff, too.
Sure did.
Rolling Stones concert tickets, Fleetwood Mac concert tickets.
And Kiss.
A Chicago Kiss.
Yeah,
that was good. Dead and Company.
And thanks to the gang at Skybox 109 out in Natick.
Delicious.
Really
cool nice place. Yeah. Cool really place. Cool. Right near the Natick Mall, and it's awesome in a very big bar and a pool table.
Pool table.
Easily impressed. Easily impressed.
And actually, we had one gift left over.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're going to open it this morning and see what.
Are we going to give it away?
Maybe, unless I want it.
It could be a pretty cool gift.
Of course.
Okay. Well, other things we have coming up on the program today. What do you got in the dirty laundry for us? That'd be 7:45 coming up.
Well, you know, we've got some Super Bowl news and who is going to be singing and a little bit more on that act and stuff like that. I just. I'm really kind of looking forward to the Super Bowl too because Reynolds has this baby carrier for snacks and I'm really.
Heard you talking
excited.
About it. It's pretty.
Yeah,
cool.
I am really pumped for that. I'm in the Super Bowl for the snacks and the music. So
snacks and music. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got and also the latest on the Royals. We got that coming up for you this morning.
Yeah.
Let me see. A little tip for you this morning. Never try to run over Frosty the Snowman. We have a story
I
on that.
Saw that.
I love this.
Karma was swift.
Oh, yes,
why
karma
he's
was
a jolly happy
swift.
Soul.
Plus, the government shutdown may affect the Super Bowl.
We have
details on this. Okay,
vacation.
All of this is coming up this morning. Plus, win a grand in 60 seconds in just about 12 minutes, right here, WROR.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
So we had a great party last night on Skybox 109, which is in Natick, right across, basically across from the Natick Mall on Spean Street.
Yep.
And it was our annual Yankee Swap, and we had terrific prizes of people. One walked away with tickets to see Rolling Stones, tickets for Fleetwood Mac, tickets
Chicago.
Kiss.
Chicago. Yes. Yeah, a couple of angry
concerts,
swaps
yeah.
there.
Ooh. Yeah, it happens.
It got tricky. Okay.
But we had one gift left over.
Yeah, so random.
We brought it in this morning. We thought we should
open it. We didn't open it. We have no idea what's
in the gift. It might be something fantastic.
Be easy on that bag because that's like a $7 bag you buy at CBS.
Okay, you might want to keep that for next year.
Sure
you can have the bag.
Yeah, you can
thank you.
Okay, go ahead and rip into it, LBF, and let's see what we got in there, okay?
Okay.
Is it heavy?
It's got nice purple tissue paper.
It's well-wrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it looks almost like a Burberry bag.
It does, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
It's called toilet hoops. I can't even believe I'm going to say this. Toilet hoops. It's a slam dump.
Oh, okay. God, that's disgusting.
So you put it up on the wall in the bathroom next to the toilet and you play basketball.
That's disgusting.
God, I hope my son isn't listening. He'd really love that.
Yeah.
Does that really say what I think it says? Read the caption that says down the bottom.
You did.
I just did.
That's a slam dump?
Yes, I did.
Yes,
thanks
just
for
read
listening.
It. Thanks for paying
I
attention.
Thought you said dunk. I thought you misread it.
No, okay.
I misheard it.
Oh, and then, oh,
there's something
better.
Else in there. Okay.
Toilet paper.
Yep, okay.
Wow.
Is that Scott 1200?
Air spray.
Air freshener.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that is...
That's a theme gift right there.
Comes with all the accoutrements.
It sure does.
Well, that's fantastic.
Wow.
I think it should go to the Bell household.
I think it should...
No, I'm good. I think we should give it away.
Yeah, let's give it away.
Really?
Who wants to get... Would you take
you really
want to
give it away?
Yeah.
15th caller.
You think anybody really wants this?
If I bring that crap home, my wife will not be happy.
Okay, I think some people want this. I mean, if I was going to talk it up, you've got some great Cottonelle. No, it's not Cottonelle. It's Charmin.
Charmin
toilet paper, Airwick, air freshener. And
then the game.
The game. And you know what? You don't have to use it in the bathroom.
No, you can use it anyplace.
You take the stuff out so I can keep the bag, please?
Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay, we'll take the 15th caller. 617-931-1057. The gift of a lifetime.
That's a sicko who left this on the table.
617-931-1057.
Plus, perfect for a winter storm weekend.
That's true. You got nothing else to do? And coming up next on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio program, how the government shutdown may affect the Super Bowl. You're going to be amazed that the ramifications of the government shutdown. Ladies and gentlemen, on the line, we have our 15th caller this morning. This would be Connor, who's joining us. Hey, Connor, how you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Great, thank you. So, where are you calling from, Connor?
Wilmington, Massachusetts.
Wilmington.
Connor, you're sick.
Do you like basketball, Connor? Do you like going to the bathroom, Connor?
Well, you can combine the two and one. We're going to shoot. You hold the line. Whatever you do, don't go away because you don't want to miss out on this thing.
You can be the number two shooting guard, Connor.
Right, okay.
Oh, my God. This is grosser and grosser.
The number two shooting guard.
Are you sitting down, Connor?
Oh, boy.
Let's hope so.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, and we were just talking about it's amazing how many things the government shutdown is affecting that you don't even think about, you don't realize. You know, we hear all the stories about the government employees like this. I think it's 48,000 federal employees who live right here in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't get paid and all that sort of thing. It's just amazing. And then we're talking about, if you're planning on going on vacation or something like that and you need your passport removed, can't get that done.
Can't get... housing loans.
That's right. FHA housing loans. Can't get that because that's a federal kind of thing going on here.
The food inspections. I just FYI, not happening.
Yep.
Just so you know, when you buy a romaine. Yep. I mean,
or meat.
Yeah, meat.
I'm going to D.C. in a few weeks. I'm hoping the Smithsonian's open.
Well,
it's not.
Ditto,
now.
Because I've never been to the Smithsonian and specifically taking a trip in February to go see it. And I realized that might not be in the cards for me. That's the least of anybody's worries. People are going without paychecks, working for free. It makes me crazy.
Americans are starting to get pretty upset, but this might be the straw that breaks the camel's back. It may affect the Super Bowl.
What?
Oh, no.
When it affects the Super Bowl, it's a national crisis.
Okay, it is a national crisis. Here's what they're saying now. Super Bowl officials are worried that the government shutdown could cause airport delays for people attending the game in Atlanta on February the 3rd. So they're saying, a lot of people might not be able to actually get in time for the game. There'll be backups because Atlanta is, what is that, Hartsfield or whatever it is? It's one of the busiest airports in the world.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, it may be the busiest airport.
Yeah, it's the big Delta hub, right?
Yeah, huge hub. And they think that it may delay a lot of flights because it's going to be a huge influx of flights coming in. And remember that the air traffic controllers... are not being paid now.
And the TSA agents are not being paid.
The TSA agents are not being paid. And the amazing thing about the air traffic controllers is, and the fact that it's such a busy airport to start with, but all the private planes that come in for this thing, because, all the fat cats come in with their private planes.
I feel the least sorry for them.
That's probably true.
Poor people and their private planes, nowhere to land.
And no place to land, and it could delay and cause a problem for the Super Bowl.
You know what those people should do is they should take some of the air traffic controllers and the TSA agents to the game.
Good point.
That's a good point.
Okay.
I like that.
On the positive side, there is a positive thing. They say it may make it so that Maroon 5 will miss the halftime show.
There's some good news.
That's the positive thing in the
finally.
Whole thing. So we found a positive thing in the whole thing. Now, in the meantime, speaking
that's
of sports, the Hangsters here.
Hey, the Patriots play in their eighth straight AFC Championship Sunday night in Kansas City. Kickoff at 6:40. The Pats beat the Chiefs 43-40 in Week 6 in Foxborough. But the Chiefs, 3-point favorites at home. Pats, 3-8 on the road. Not good. Expected to be about 20 degrees at kickoff. By the end of the game, wind chill will make it between 0 and 10 below.
Yikes.
Bruins scored 4 unanswered goals, 3 in the third period. They blew out the Blues 5-2 last night at the Garden. Chris Wagner with the gamer. The Celts host Memphis tonight at TD Garden. I'm Hank Morse. And that's a look at sports.
Thank you very much, Hank. We got, we got Helen on the line. She works for the passport agency. Helen, what's the deal on the passports?
I don't work for the agency. I'm a certified taker.
Okay.
Post office, and we have the official notice that we still take passports, and they're all being done, and nothing has changed.
They're not. Are they slowed down at all, or?
We don't get them back. Everyone gets their own individual list back, so okay. We don't know. But as I said, I don't know if they're getting paid, but we are taking them in and processing.
Okay.
They are getting processed.
Well, that's good news.
Oh, well, that is good news.
Good.
So, yes.
Okay. And you're getting paid at the post office, right?
What was that?
You're getting paid at the post office, right?
Yes, we are independent. We are not affected by that.
Have you ever landed a plane? TSA could use you down in Atlanta.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for calling, Helen. Have a great day, okay?
Yes, you too.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I am the river. I am the fire.
Belichick, Brady, Bob Kraft, Game Day, Edelman, Welker, Foxborough, Wilford, Brewski, Lawton, Gronkowski, Deflategate, Spygate, Drew Bledsoe, Manning's Tough Rule, Greatest Show on Turf, Champions, XXXVI, all the way to L.I., 01, 03, 04, 14, don't mention those.
Tom Brady is the fire. All hands are spinning because he's always winning.
Sony, Michelle, Bill, Dorsett haven't won it all just yet. Patterson, Trey, Flowers, White, Brown, whoever's left. Hogan, please don't drop no more. We can't take it anymore. New England needs another ring. TB12, let's do your thing.
Tom Brady is the fire. Tom Brady is the GOAT. Hall of Fame on the first call.
I am the fire.
So big sports rivalry comes up. You know how these things go. Usually there's some kind of a wager. Usually it's between the mayor of this city and the mayor of that city. And, you know, like Mayor Walsh will bet a bowl of clam chowder.
Right. It's like
wacky prop.
Yeah,
bets.
Wacky stuff like that. And so cute. People are always coming out of the woodwork with these. And so the state trooper from Kansas City area decides to bet a state trooper here in Massachusetts and have some kind of a thing you got to do if their team wins or loses. See?
Yeah, this guy, Trooper Ben, with the Kansas Highway Patrol.
Yeah. Well, first of all, why is he doing this? Because Kansas City Chiefs are based in Kansas City,
Missouri.
Well,
it's all Kansas City, though.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's their football team.
Why in the Missouri, though?
He's confusing everything.
Well, Kansas City's confusing, but it's all right there. They're, it's not like, what other team is he going to root for, Lauren?
Right, it's like Rhode
Kansas
Island.
City.
It's like Rhode Island. It's like Rhode Island. Yeah.
That's good.
It's touching.
Have a Missouri guy.
Well, this guy is weird, and he apparently does this all the time.
He's weird.
He called out one of our Mass State Troopers. So here, play
his. Check this out
on Twitter.
And by the way, it's no coincidence that Kansas is playing.
Hey, it's Trooper Ben with the Kansas High Patrol, and I'm calling out Dustin G. Fitch of the Massachusetts State Police.
Carry on my wayward son.
Okay, got it.
Well, you know.
We got it. Okay.
Dustin, Chiefs, Patriots, this Sunday, I challenge you, I wager like I do all the time, that the loser has to wear the other team's shirt, logo, jersey of some type.
Yeah.
And give some sort of safety message reminding people to buckle up, designated drivers.
That's good.
In addition,
because
I do this, it's weird, but this is what I do. I don't know, it's gotten to be my thing. The loser also has to cut a piece of their hair off and mail it to the winning troopers. So,
seriously?
Wait a minute.
I'll wear a Patriots shirt, jersey, uniform, whatever it is. In addition, I'll cut a lock of my hair and I'll mail it to you.
What?
If you lose, you wear that amazing red Chiefs logo shirt jersey, and you cut a lock of that beautiful hair you got there.
That
you mail
beautiful
it to me
hair?
As a trooper.
Okay, really? Okay, seriously,
today
trooper?
Is National Fetish Day, and I think that guy signed right up.
That's like right out of Silence of the Lambs or something, isn't it?
Like some
took
fingernail
a turn.
Clippings as well.
Yeah.
How about a response from Trooper Fitch?
Sure.
Listen to this, okay?
Trooper Fitch here. Trooper Ben, Kansas Highway Patrol, we received your message and we accept your wager.
Except there's one problem. Although Kansas is a great band, I think you picked the wrong song. You should have chose Dust in the Wind.
Uh-huh.
So someday when we win that championship, that trophy is going to be like Dust in the Wind shipping up to Boston. And one other thing. What's with the hair? When we win, I don't want your hair.
It's
keep
awesome.
It. But I do want to see you in a Patriots jersey. And by the off slim chance that we don't win, I'm not sending you my hair. That's just weird. So buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride.
Thank you.
The Pats are going to give it everything we got.
The weirdest thing I ever seen.
That's so weird.
Hey, Heidi, your mother for me.
You're weird. Very weird. Very strange.
Well, okay.
We gave it the best treatment we possibly could, but the trooper did. That was great.
I think
call
so.
Call him out on being weird and playing some...
You're weird.
You're weird.
What could he do with this?
Maybe he's just seen a lot of, like, weird...
He's one of those kind of guys.
You think he has a basement full of, like, boxes of
yes,
hair?
Yes, I do.
I bet he does. That's...
Yeah, but I bet it's his mom's basement.
Oh,
there you go. Okay.
Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie has been reading one of her hot Harlequin novels, and now she's feeling all tingly inside. So she gives Ephus a call.
Hello?
Ephus, I've been reading one of my special books, and now I'm feeling all tingly inside, so I thought you might want to hurry home.
Well, who is this?
It's Effie.
Oh, okay. I'll be right there.
As Ephus heads home, Effie goes up to the bedroom, where she drapes a length of rope over the bedpost, then slips into her most revealing clamming shirt and strikes a sexy pose on the bed just as Ephus enters the room.
Well, hello there, you big pony.
Oh, my.
Ephus, you know what I want?
No, what do you want?
I want you to tie me up with that rope. Then you can go ahead and do anything you want.
Ephus rapidly secures Effie with a double half hitch and two granny knots. Then heads for the door, and we hear...
Ephus, what are you doing?
Well, you said after I tied you up, I could do whatever I wanted. I'm going fishing with Lamb.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
You know, it's really not too romantic for someone to say, well, good morning there, flabby face. How you doing? Okay.
You know
romance.
Gravity is not your friend.
Oh, that's very true.
Right? I'm just telling everybody. And sometimes things just need a little lift. Now, when it comes to your face, a lot of people like do invasive stuff, which is pretty scary.
Like a facelift.
Like a facelift or Botox or Restylane or all this stuff.
Everything that the Real Housewives do?
Yeah, and their faces end up looking weird. And so,
weird. Your face looks weird.
And so a lot of people don't want an invasive treatment, which is why microdermabrasion is my favorite thing. Because it just exfoliates
like
your skin.
Sanding your face.
Yes,
down.
I'm like, hit bone. I don't care. Just get it done.
Wow. Is that your cheekbone sticking out? Well, yes, it is. Well, it looks great. Yeah,
thanks for noticing.
Anyway, that's expensive. Now I have a new thing that you can do to help your flabby face, and it's called the Skin Gym. It's a workout for your face. Now, usually that means to me is like chewing something really like chewy, Slim Jim. Yeah. That's a workout for your face.
A bag of potatoes.
But now, apparently, there's a it's called Alex's Skin Gym on Newbury Street. There's one in Boston. They're in California,
really?
All over the place. Basically, what they do is they have these kind of like these little tools made of jade and rose quartz. And they're rollers. And you roll them along your face. And first you moisturize. There's the whole thing here. So it's like $28 bucks for one of these rollers. You can get one for your face and your eye, and then this. And so
I mean,
what you do.
Sir, does this sound like a California thing to you?
It sounds brilliant, and I'm totally going to do it because why not? Yep. So first.
Because you can do it from the couch.
While I'm eating Slim Jim.
Laying down.
While chewing.
Moisturizer. First, you put on moisturizer or a mask, and then starting on your chin, you work from the center outward and upward on the cheeks, and then at the center, make sweeping rolls under the chin. Toward the collarbone, if you can find it, and working outwards towards the side of the neck.
Wait, and hold then, on. It'll work on under the chin?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
Roll the crystal facial roller starting from the center of your neck, rolling upwards and outwards. Continue this motion on each side of your face, or you can just go to the skin gym and have people work it.
Like the jade roller, is it like really cold? Is that part of the thing that's...
I think it's some element of the quartz
really expensive.
And the jade and the stuff. I mean, I don't really get
could
the
specifics.
Could
you just use like a little rolling pin?
Or maybe an orbital sander that's with right. a soft pad probably. On it.
It'd be a lot easier that way. You just plug it in.
Oh, my God. I'm just offering an alternative to needles and thread.
Okay.
All right. And I'm this, you guys, I finally found a workout that I love.
Okay. Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Shall we get directly to the old dirty laundry?
We sure will get directly to the dirty laundry. This is brought to you by Mass Eye and Ear. Okay, we've got some Bachelor news, some Steven Tyler news, but first I want to just say Prince Philip is a lucky guy.
He really is, isn't he?
I guess.
Oh, come on, really. He's been a lucky guy all his life.
Yeah, I know.
What's he got to do?
Well, he was driving. I don't know why he was driving a Land Rover, but he was. And he's 97 years old, not to be ageist. I understand that being 97, some people can still drive. I'm not sure if Prince Philip can, though, because he actually flipped the SUV in an accident. No one was seriously injured. But he was dazzled by the sun, he said. Now, I don't know if that's English for, like, the sun got in my eyes. They
I believe
put
that is. That is dazzled.
Wasn't
British.
Dazzled by his own son, Prince Charles.
No, he was not dazzled by his own son.
Was dazzled by him. Yeah,
no, that's he was
that's
not.
That's completely funny. Different story.
But anyway,
he could have had his son riding with him. His ears would have blocked the sun in the first place.
Aw, that's mean.
I'm sorry.
The other car was carrying two women and a baby, and thankfully everyone will be okay except one of the women has a broken arm.
Oh, really?
I wonder if you can sue the palace.
Royal family? I don't know.
Yeah. I hope they have insurance.
I hope they do, too. Anyway,
really.
He was conscious, very shocked, shaken, but he's fine. That's unbelievable to me.
Why are they letting, you know... Why are they letting him out driving around like that? I mean,
maybe before this he was fine.
Hope the family jewels were okay.
You know, the queen never goes out without an entourage. I mean,
I know that's pretty cool.
She goes driving around in her on the property
with her corgis.
Her corgis,
yeah. Yeah. But they keep her inside the walls, you know.
All right, so I think that's a crazy story, and I'm glad he's okay, and I'm really glad that the two women are okay and the baby. Let's just. Take away the keys from now on.
Yep.
All right, Steven Tyler was in GQ, and he was interviewed with a bunch of other people about drug use in his youth. And it's really an interesting interview because he is this is his fourth attempt at living a substance-free life, and he says the path was long and difficult. And when he's describing like sort of how he got into drugs, he said, "I was a beautiful little boy that lived in the woods of New England in New Hampshire. I grew up in the woods listening to the wind. It was like the silence and Mother Nature, no one around. There was an awful lot of magic there. When I started smoking weed in 65, 66, it kind of enhanced these magical feelings. And then he didn't really think a lot of bands were sober when they were performing, and it led sort of to the...
Escalation.
Yeah. Okay. Cocaine to go up, he said, Quaaludes to come down, and persistent alcohol use. And he also said it was difficult, and I can understand this, separating his songwriting creativity from his substance use, noting that he was as high as he could be when he wrote Dream On. And when you're high, he said, you create something out of thin air, and the whole world is singing your song when you wrote when you were stoned. It's hard to think that getting high wasn't the reason that all that happened. You know, so he sort of associated with that, can I do it sober? And then he says he misses sometimes the substance full life, but he says, you know, he would never go back to it. He said, I've got a band that's still together. The guys are still alive. Everyone's healthy. We play better than we did 50 years ago. I mean, there were certain
It's kind
rawness.
Of a miracle, isn't it?
Yeah. He said, people still want us for $1 million+ a night, and that's what's at risk if I use again. And my kids, and my cats, my dogs, my beautiful house in Maui, and my girlfriend, everything is at risk.
Wow, the girlfriend came late.
You know what? That is really thank you for saying that.
Cat, dog,
girlfriend.
Nice house.
I would be so angry if that was the list. If Dave made that list,
and then
like you know, my iPhone.
I'd like to thank my mom, my dad.
I just want to mention the Bachelor. Colton Underwood was interviewed about you know he went out with Allie Raisman and she was his first love, and he said that he learned a lot from her, and like now he's the Bachelor. Very strange. It's interesting.
You know who's really happy?
Who?
Mr. Race.
Yeah, I can see it.
Seriously.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
This is all for Sony Michelle and the big game coming up in Kansas City this coming weekend.
Here he comes now. Hey, it's Sony, Sony.
Here's Michelle. Runs up the middle. Turning forward. Into the end zone.
Block them down. Spin around. Come on, Sony.
Hey,
go Pat!
The Lorne and Wiley Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays.
80s and more.
All day
and night.
105.7 WROR.
80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wiley Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Everybody ready to play games this morning?
Yes.
Good. It's game time. Let's meet our player this morning on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. He's an IT guy from West Roxbury named Jeff Fates. Good morning, Jeff. How are you? And welcome to the Lorne and Wiley Morning Show. How's it going this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
Great, thank you. IT guy. Always the most popular guy in the office when something ain't working right.
Have you tried restarting your computer?
Yeah, that's right. Did you try unplugging it and plugging it back in? Did you ever do a reset? So you don't hear much about it. Yeah. So how long have you been in the IT game?
22 years.
Oh, okay, long timer. Okay, now here's the deal. You realize that LBF is going to give you 10 questions. You have exactly 60 seconds to answer all those 10 questions correctly. You get them all right, a perfect score. We give you $1,000 from Century Bank. You feel comfortable with us now?
Give it a shot.
Okay.
Okay.
LBF is ready to play.
Everybody's I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is Oprah's last name?
Pass.
What's 5 times 5?
25.
Who is the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, jeez. Pass.
What Broadway musical features the song Memory?
Pass.
Who was said to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee?
Muhammad Ali.
The U.S. has shorelines along what oceans?
Atlantic.
What's the nearest star to Earth?
Pass.
What was John Stamos' character's name on Full House?
Pass.
What sport was featured in the 1985 movie Vision Quest?
Repeat.
What sport was featured in the 1985 movie Vision Quest?
Time has expired, unfortunately. Well, you got a couple of them, right? You missed a couple.
I'm not going to lie. That was horrible.
Yeah, you know what? I'm usually
really
like,
bad.
It was not your day.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
You almost said Patrick Mahomes, but you didn't quite get
it's okay.
Out. Okay,
you
well,
know what?
Well, let's review for everybody. Okay.
Oprah's last name is Winfrey. Let's see.
After the fudge.
Who is the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs? Patrick Mahomes. The Broadway musical that features the song Memory is Cats. The U.S. has shorelines along the Atlantic, Pacific, and Arctic. The nearest star to Earth is the sun. Uncle Jesse was John Stamos' character's name on Full House. The sport featured in the 1985 movie Vision Quest was wrestling.
Yep.
But you have no fear
because you have an amazing prize.
Yeah, you
morning.
Do.
Oh, all right.
A pair of tickets to see the legendary band The Who.
Woo!
Absolutely.
It's the Who and their moving on tour. They're going to be in town Friday, September the 13th.
To be awful.
Yep. Hey, they're going to be at Fenway Park. Oh, that was rude. That was really rude.
Well,
that was the answer to a lot of them that he had. Who? Yes, that's what we're asking.
Well, tickets go on sale a week from today. Tickets go on sale Thursday, January 24th at 10 a.m. at redsox.com/thewho. For more info, go online, WRR.com. Hey, Jeff, you got your tickets right here. You're all set. Enjoy the concert. Thank you very much for being a member of the nation. Have yourself a great,
thanks for playing,
great
Jeff.
Day, great job. Weekend, okay?
Jeff just has different operating system
that's
than the
exactly
rest of us.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
You might want to restart, though.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. See you later. Anybody else you think you can win this game? You know, it's not as easy as it sounds. Log on to WRR.com, register, we pick you, we call you, you play, you could win $1,000 in cash right here, 105.7 WROR. Well, good morning, good morning. That's Duran Duran. This is Lorna Wally. Okay, everybody, there's a lot of drama in the air because there are two weather systems we're keeping an eye on this morning. And we're going to be affected by both of these weather systems. One of them happens to be in Kansas City, because the Patriots are playing there on Sunday evening, and they say that this could be, they said that this could have been one of the coldest NFL games ever, but things have moderated because they said the Arctic blast and the polar vortex have softened. So the forecast for Saturday night in Kansas City now is?
It's still going to be cold, but it's going to be in the 20s, like most of the low 20s. So it's not going to be single digits at kickoff, and the wind chill isn't going to be that great. And Tom Brady's the best cold weather quarterback in the history of the NFL and the playoffs.
Are you going to be able to build snowmen?
Yes, we are. We will be able to build snowmen, okay?
All right, I don't think we're going
to. We'll cover that for you, too, because LBF can, I know the Patriots are prepared because they got an equipment manager and he takes all the proper equipment. That's got to be a big responsibility.
Yes.
Okay, but we are going to get blasted here because now it's official. We have a winter storm watch in effect, and it starts tomorrow afternoon and goes through Sunday evening. And we could get up to a foot of snow out of this thing. So it's going to be, are you prepared?
My equipment manager has been fired.
See? Yep.
No, I mean, I feel like I'm a little bit more prepared than last year because I cleaned out my garage.
Okay. And you put the top up on the convertible.
Well, yeah, that's prepared. Yeah, okay. That's about it. My garage is cleared and the top is on the convertible.
Yeah.
But in terms of like where the shovels are and where my scraper might be or where all those things, like I'm not.
You got a day. You got a day to get this squared
away. I'm always surprised when it snows. Always. I have lived here for many, many years, and I am stunned every time it snows. I'm like, I can't believe it snowed.
I was talking
to the only person who does
that? No. Everybody does. I was talking to a guy yesterday. He's a plow guy.
Yeah.
And he said he was getting calls like yesterday, all day yesterday, saying, hey, I hear it's going to snow. He says, like, people forget that it is winter and it is going to eventually snow.
I am hopeful. I'm hopeful that I want to live long enough. Maybe I don't because of climate change, but we have one winter where it's only 2 inches of snow.
Hey, Brian Bell got a new
snowboard.
He's ready.
I know, you're psyched about
ready.
I hope we get like 3 feet of snow on Sunday.
Mm. What kind of snowboard do you
have? I just got a new Aarons.
Oh, boy.
Like, big ones.
I've never seen
orange. Gorgeous.
Anybody this excited about a snowblower in my entire life. He took video and pictures of the snowblower,
yeah,
and then we went to an event last night, and he was asking people if they wanted to see his new snowblower. Like,
some people
baby.
Were asking me if they could see.
Some people
they
say, hey, you want to see pictures of my kids?
No.
Want to see pictures of my kids? No. Hey, want to see pictures of my snowblower?
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm ready.
Are you willing to travel? Because I'm recovering from a broken ankle and shouldn't be out.
He is.
I said to my wife.
The manager.
I said, she's not happy either.
Yeah.
Okay, now look. It's going to start snowing tomorrow afternoon, and we could get a foot of snow out of this, so just be prepared for that. It's going to be very windy coming up on Sunday, and the temperatures are going to plummet, so be prepared for that.
I have a question.
Yes.
What is the one thing that you need personally to survive like 24 hours with the snow, like just like to eat? I'm thinking about grocery shopping. Like, I just... Like, what's the one
milk
thing?
Milk and bread.
Now, milk and bread aside, but like, what's just one thing? Like a meatball sub or like raviolis or like chicken parm?
Pizza dough.
Pizza dough?
Pizza dough's good.
Yeah. You can do a lot with that.
You can make pizza.
You can do anything with pizza. You can make calzone.
Okay.
We got a lot of chips and salsa already for the football. So
that's good.
We got some snacks.
Okay, snacks.
A little guacamole and you're good to go.
Okay.
Now, look, here's the coolest thing that happened in a snowstorm, because in Kentucky, they got hit by the snow. It was earlier this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And so this guy and his fiancée's sister, built a snowman.
Right.
Okay? And it's really a big snowman.
Giant. Yeah.
Giant snowman right in their front yard. And some guy comes along, some jerk. You know, this always happens. He sees the snowman and decides he's going to drive down this guy's driveway through his yard and run over the snowman.
That's so mean.
What yeah. he didn't realize, the snowman had been built around a huge tree stump.
Oh!
Yes! You need to see the video
instant
on this.
Instant karma. Yep. Instant. That's nice.
That's the way I like it. Thank you very much. Okay, Scott Zolak is going to be joining
it
us next right here on the Morning Show. Friday Morning Football with Zoe.
Right.
Brought to you by MGM Springfield. This is a first. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Zolak.
Zoe.
Good morning, Zoe. How you doing?
Good morning. How are we doing?
Great, thank you. Okay, Scott, first question. When do you fly out anyway?
I think we leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay.
That's the most I can tell you.
Okay, good to know.
The most you know.
Okay. So
we better leave tomorrow. Yeah, we're not leaving Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
Good point.
Got to be leaving tomorrow. Yeah. So listen, if we play on Sunday night the way we played against the Chargers, we win the game, right?
Absolutely, 100%. If you get out, you start as fast as they did last week, and I think that's the big key. Take the football, start fast, score first. You know, you play defense a little bit differently than you do in a tight game. So you gamble a little bit more, you roll the dice. And it's just a good feeling to call a game like that. I said it to Bob before the game. I said, man, it'd be great to call a game in hand. You know, one that you have in hand. We were looking at barbecue joints at about the third quarter.
Nice. were you surprised that Belichick, you know, took the ball first?
Yeah, I was very surprised. Yeah. But it goes to show you how confident I think they were in their offensive game plan. You know, the fact they got health now, Edelman looks great. You know, and I just remember doing this interview with you last week. Everybody's nervous. You got the Chargers coming in. Thought it's the best team in the AFC.
Yep.
And the way the whole complexion changes in a matter of 1 week.
Doesn't take long, does it?
Hey, so the Pats 3-8 on the road, 3-5 rather on the road. Why do they have such struggles on the road?
They play crappy.
Okay, good answer. Like, good answer.
Penalties. I mean, you look at last week. No penalties, no false starts. You know, you had a ton of those on the road this year. Brady down in Miami mismanaging the clock right before the half. You know, you just don't finish games. You know, a lot of people are going to put the road stuff into this game. I tend to throw everything out the window. It's an AFC title game. Doesn't matter what you did 8 weeks ago. Doesn't matter what you did last week. You know, if you don't go out and you don't play well, you're going to get beat.
Speaking of penalties, we were talking about how loud Kansas City is and the silent snap count and what it means for the offensive line and to stay on sides. How does the silent snap count work? Like, what's the signal that starts the whole progression?
Well, Brady will give some sort of signal, whether it's a clap or he points to the ground or he points to the center. And then the center gives out the call, and then he looks and you see his head bob. Once his head goes up, after it's down, boom, he gives like a one count, and that's when he snaps it. But That's how defenses get a jump on it, too. So we were out in Denver a couple of years ago where we couldn't handle anything off the edge. That's when Von Miller basically killed Brady. So hopefully that won't happen again.
Okay, they're talking about the cold weather in Kansas City. Is this going to be – I know it's going to affect both sides of the ball and all that stuff. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you played in it last week, too. I mean, it's pretty chilly last week, no wind. The only thing you're worried about is the quarterback. Can you grip the football and is there going to be wind? If there's no wind, I think both guys should be fine in this game.
Okay. Yeah, you don't think there's anything to Cleet Blakeman doing this game, huh?
No, I think he's a decent ref. I mean, big deal. You know, he took a couple measurements with the crooked gauge. You know, that damn Monday night game down in Carolina when Luke Kuechly grabbed Gronk. You know, they picked up that penalty.
Yep.
But other than that, he's ref for him before in games they won.
All right. I mean, I think we feel pretty good about Tom Brady now. One game,
right.
You know, really turned around. How is the defense going to cover a guy like Tyreek Hill and such a mobile quarterback with Mahomes?
I think you got to jam him at the line of scrimmage. Play man to man, knock these guys off their routes. You disrupt their routes, and that's sort of where you hope to get Mahomes in some trouble, where he's looking, ends up throwing a pick like he did to Hightower, you know, at the beginning of that game back in October.
Yep. I mean, okay,
Do you think can Belichick kind of take advantage of the young guy, Mahomes? I mean. A little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking up some numbers, too. I think quarterbacks that start against Bill in the playoffs the first time, I think Belichick's undefeated against those guys.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, going back to Roethlisberger, Manning, all those guys.
Do you think that Andy Reid is, you know, sitting around thinking, oh, my God, what's he going to do to me this time?
How many times
is he going to do this to me? What do you think?
Yeah, Andy's got his own issues to worry about clock management. I think Andy's worried about ordering that next sandwich. And I'll go with the Italian. I'm feeling like an Italian today.
Yeah. Hey, so what are you expecting out of Rob Gronkowski in this game?
Hopefully a little bit more than last week. I mean, you're seeing flashes of it, right? Quick little bang pass. He runs over two guys. You know, 2 weeks ago, that big play got called back. I thought last week the running is the best he's looked. And he's killing people in the run game, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was blocking the machine, well, man. So. Yeah. Okay.
I'm pretty confident. I think going into this game, we got to run a game, man.
Yeah. Okay, but you're feeling good about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. Then I guess it's time to turn to...
our getting favorite to, segment
getting
of the
yeah,
know. Okay, God. Getting to know Zoe. We're ready. Okay, we're
going to Zoe this morning. Stuff.
Let's okay. go. What do we got?
All right. If you could take a road trip with any two celebrities, who would they be?
Oh, my God. Bon Jovi and Bradley Cooper.
Really? Why?
Yeah, it'd be a fun ride, right?
I would love to take a ride with them.
Okay, so
your dad's listening, Lauren.
Oh my goodness!
Hey, well, listen. Have a good flight. By the way, is that plane? Is that a nice ride?
Oh, it's a very nice ride.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, very very nice seats. Big TVs. We're good.
Okay. Okay. Is
even
there...
better with Bradley Cooper and John Bon Jovi.
Oh, God.
Okay, so have a good trip.
Well, there is Mile High Stadium, but that's a different thing.
All right, talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you afterwards as we get ready to go to the Super Bowl. There you go. There's
Sounds
Scott.
Good.
Okay, Friday right. Morning Football with Zoe right here, 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.